back to Eco Talk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and we're going to have some fun this segment. We've got some green women in the studio, and they've brought some green vodka in. We'll explain that. Well, if you see the health and culinary benefits of eating organic food, there's no reason not to extend this food consciousness to vodka, wine, and beer, right? Well, we're experiencing a renaissance in brewing our spirits as they were for centuries before we started putting insecticides and other chemicals in them, or someone did anyway. Lots of someones. You may drink a glass of vodka to relax after work, but with a glass of Square One vodka, you can relax knowing that you're imbibing purely earthly ingredients, nothing extra. Today on Eco Talk, we're pleased to welcome Allison Kent Evano, founder and CEO of Square One Vodka, as well as Kimberly Charles of Charles Communications, two women who are making sure that you get your natural distilled rye and that it tastes better than you knew vodka could taste. Welcome to the studios on Green Street, and thanks for bringing a sample of Square One Organic Vodka. I've heard that there's some organic vodkas out there. Is this just a natural extension coming from the new interest in organic wine, and I suppose beer too?
I think it's a natural extension of everything, not just in the beverage category. Certainly food, the organic food environment is growing. It's one of the fastest growing segments in the country in terms of consumer goods, and certainly now it's extending more and more into beverage.
And you got the idea to do this how? Where did the seeds germinate from?
It really came from the fact that I moved up to Marin County from Southern California about 6 years ago and became I'm a foodie to begin with and love the wine and spirits industry. I've spent over 10 years in the wine and spirits industry. But when I moved up to Marin County, I was exposed to more organic produce at the farmers markets, and the land was more open. We've got a lot of land trust and preservation. So I felt a little bit more involved in the environment around me. And then when my children were born, I have 2.5-year-old twins, I became obsessed with everything needs to be organic. Mm. And so now that...
Even their vodka
when they're 21 years old.
You got a head start for you.
So that's really how it came about, as I became very involved in organic food, and then it naturally translated to my background, which is wine and spirits.
Okay. And how about you?
Oh, well, in terms of the spirits?
Yeah. What led you to start organic spirits?
Oh, well, it's a lifelong passion for nature, for sure. And having moved from Manhattan to California 8 years ago.
California has that effect on people.
It has that effect. It's really a holistic environment. I think it's a great place to stop and reflect, whether it's slow food or taking in nature and taking in flavor. I've been on the wine and spirit side for 22 years and have always wanted to be related to something cause marketing, and did that. But here was a chance to actually live it, breathe it, and make a significant difference. And we're really looking forward to doing that. Once we get very profitable, we would like to give some proceeds back to land and water causes.
So how important is the difference that you're making in creating and selling organic vodka, environmentally as well as health-wise? Is this an important distinction?
In the product?
Yes.
Yes. Also, we believe in the philosophy. From the product point of view, we feel it's very different, because it's not only that our grains are 100% certified organic, but our process is certified organic as well. So we're certified organic by Oregon Tilth. USDA seal is on our package. And that's really important, because it demonstrates that we have had to find different ways to process our product in order to maintain true to the organicness. And the end result, we have found, and it's not just us, it's the trade and all of our consumer customers saying that the end result is the taste is unbelievable. It's very soft, very light, very sweet flavor, creamy flavor that normally you wouldn't get from a rye vodka, which tends to be very spicy and heavy and very hot on the palate. So it's absolutely impacting the flavor of the end product.
Being a Northern California native, I'm familiar with the winemaking process, but the vodka making process, what is in that process that you don't do, or what do you do differently?
The biggest distinction comes during fermentation. So just like wines go through fermentation, spirits go through fermentation as well, the difference being that we move on to another step, which is to distill so that we get it up to high proof. But the real difference for us is that we are not using what I would call aggressive processing aids. We had to work with Oregon Tilth to find processing aids for the fermentation part of the cycle that were allowed by Oregon Tilth. And the result is that we're not using very heavy, I don't want to say chemical, but overly aggressive, very non-organic processing aids. And that's the big key difference. And on the back end of it, what's great is our fermentation waste is so high in fiber and protein because it's rye, but then it is still organic because of the process, that our distillery partners are actually investing in new equipment to convert our waste into feed cakes to sell back to the organic dairy farms. So we find that very interesting, in the sense that a cradle-to-cradle vodka doesn't really fit what most people would think would be a very green thing, but it really does work for us.
So what does the ultra-premium label indicate here in this case?
Well, within the wine and spirits industry, there are segments of price, and ultra-premium usually connotes something at the very high end, usually above $30. There's premium, super-premium, and ultra-premium, and we're definitely in the latter category. And we really feel we merit that. There's a lot that goes into it, not only from the labor practices and the content of the vodka, but also it's much more expensive to make than conventional vodka. And so our profits are less. But we feel that with continued generated interest in the category, we'll make up for that with volume. I wanted to add to Allison's point, too, that a lot of other vodkas that are out there, and we won't name names because we want everybody to succeed in business, but we want those who are in green business to really be recognized through consumer purchase, is that the base ingredients are organic, but the actual fermentation process isn't for the other organic vodkas that are out there.
And some of them are still organic, but then they introduce products.
So
line extensions that are not.
Right.
So does organic vodka soften the hangover?
Well, like anything else, moderation is key. However, if you decide that you would like to imbibe a little bit more than you would normally
or
do.
Or if you just do it without having decided.
Exactly. Automatically.
This is what likely happens.
Yeah. It is like anything else, like 100% pure agave tequila will give you you'll feel much better the next day than if you were to have something that was mixed. So, yes, it definitely lessens that. But I always encourage lots of water in between your cocktails.
Yes, yes.
But
and
it is
we
more
don't
pure.
Add any glycerin or citric acid, which is a very, very common additive that the consumers are not aware of that are put into even ultra premium vodkas, and that definitely impacts how you feel the next day.
So since green is hot, 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 in fact, we're doing this interview on a day where the Green Business Conference in San Francisco is winding down after three amazing days. The Green Festival three-day weekend also underway, and right in the middle, Al Gore was here for a climate change thing that had nothing to do with either one of those events. Must be gathering, developing, growing thirst for all things green, including vodka. Are you finding there's much more interest suddenly?
Very much so. There's been a very extensive study on the consumer, and about 21% of people out there are really, really consciously buying green. And there's a wide wedge in the middle, close to about 50%, that are really interested but need friends to guide them, need resources that they believe in, like this show.
I have a new slogan for you. Friends don't let friends drink vodka that's not organic.
Exactly. Perfect. Perfect.
We'll take it.
We just came off of this week the Environmental Media Awards, and we can't ignore the fact that Hollywood helps influence a lot of national trends. Witness the cover of Vanity Fair this spring, Elle magazine being on recycled paper. And that broadcast will be in November 28th on E! And we think that this will be the first time that the Environmental Media Awards will be publicized nationally.
So it's good, an opportunity. Because I missed them this year. I've been so busy, I forgot to go.
Oh, good.
how was it?
It was fabulous.
So fun. So fun. We had great reception to the vodka, a lot of support. Many of the people that were there were similarly aligned philosophically. And we just had such great excitement. People who couldn't believe that there was an organic vodka being made. Mm. Hadn't seen one.
So are you doing the party circuit? I mean, how do you call it work? and where can I apply if this show doesn't end?
Yeah.
If Air America doesn't last, and we hope they will, maybe I'll go work for you.
I can best illustrate it by telling you
I'll
that
need
Allison
a drink
and
by
I,
then.
Yeah, we were in our great outfits on Tuesday night, our very, very lovely dresses for the EMA Awards. But who were the ones who were taking our unbleached cartons out away from the party? You know, that's work. There's a lot of planning and prepping, but a lot of fun that goes into it, too. So when you're one of the founders, you've got to do everything.
Yes, we definitely roll up our sleeves.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning to donate some of your profits to good causes?
Definitely. Definitely. Obviously, we have the big hurdle first of profitability, which in this business takes a little while to get to because it's a long build. But we definitely will eventually donate after-tax profits. But in the meantime, when we support events such as the EMA, we were a major sponsor of, and we're helping the Grist do a little party and Sustain Lane on Saturday night. We're doing another party. So everybody we try to partner with is somehow related to environmental causes anyway. So while we're not profitable right now, we at least can participate through some product donations and some fun parties in between.
And where can people find your product?
Well, right now we're in 12 markets, and there are several retailers, such as K&L, for instance, in San Francisco, that can ship to a lot of states where we may not have the distribution.
Right.
We kicked off in our home state of California and New York, where, you know, obviously there are lots of influences from the culinary standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Allison can tell you a little bit more, since she's the numbers gal. She's got all the other markets set
right.
up.
Right. We focused on the Pacific Northwest in addition to California, obviously, because Oregon and Washington, Idaho are very green friendly. So we're in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, California, Alaska, New Mexico, Texas in a couple of weeks, Georgia, Virginia, New York, New Jersey, and soon to be D.C., Maryland, and a couple other markets. So right now we're stopping for the rest of the year, but we hope to be in about 25 states by February or March. So right now we're in about 12.
And are there many competitors out there right now?
A handful.
Or organic vodka?
Yes, there are, but I would say that what we really believe is that we take it further than organic vodka inside the glass. So there are other organic vodkas out there. Some are fully certified, some are not, but nobody to our knowledge is taking it as far as we are. So for example, when we started and we launched 7 months ago, we did not really have access to very high quality tree-free paper for our labels. And I'm very excited to announce that next week we're moving to a tree-free stock. So things like that, we're taking it beyond inside.
I'll drink to that. We're out of time. Thanks
Thank
so much.
You.
Allison Cantevano, founder and CEO of Square One Vodka, along with Kimberly Charles of Charles Communications. Enjoy your work. I'm sure you will. And I can't wait to enjoy some vodka. Thanks for the sample.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after these messages. Find us on the web at ecotalk.net.